Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So we were discussing how they would actually bring the Korban Pesach, the mechanics of how everyone would get into the Azara, and how they would be Zorik Vidam on the Mizbeach. So we said how everyone piled in, as many people as they could, piled in, and then they closed the doors, and that was the Kas Rishona, the first group of people. So then it says Mishnah Zayin, Yotza Kas Rishona, V'nichnasa Kas Shnia. When the first group of people finished bringing their Korban Pesach, they left the Azara, and the second group entered into the Azara. Yatzah Shnia Nichnas Shlishis. They did what they needed to do, then they left, and then the third group came in. Kemais HaRishona Kach Masa Shnia VaShlishis. Just as we described in the previous Mishnayos about what would happen and how the first group would bring the Korban Pesach with the assembly lines and passing the dam and the cups that don't have a flat bottom so they can't put it down. All of that stuff, the same thing that was done, and the lines of golden kelim and the lines of silver kelim, all of that was done with the second group and the third group the same way it was done with the first group. So Karuas HaHalel, while they were doing all of the Savota, the Levim were supposed to sing parts of Tehillim. So they did it while the Korban Pesach was being brought, because even though each Korban Pesach was a Korban Yachid, it wasn't a Korban Sibur, since the Korbanos were brought by large crowds of Klal Yisrael all at the same time, it was considered to be, in a certain sense, like a Korban Sibur. It's actually a fascinating topic in Lamdus to look at Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is unique among Korbanos, meaning normally we have such a thing as a Korban Yachid and we have such a thing as a Korban Sibur. Korban Yachid is that I decide I want to bring an Olas Nedava today to the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm going to bring a Korban Ola as a gift, you know, Stam, to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's certainly my own Korban, or Lo Aleinu, a person does an Avera for which he would normally be Chayiv Kares, and he does a Peshogig, so he's Chayiv to bring a Korban Chatos. That's his own personal Korban. And then you have Korbanos Sibur, like a Korban Tamid, that all a single carbon is brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, every morning, every afternoon. That same animal is brought on behalf of all of the Jewish people. So that's a Korban Sibur. But Korban Pesach has certain elements that make it like a Korban Yachid, in that everyone brings their own, but other elements that make it like a Korban Sibur, in that everybody brings it. It's not just something that you happen to bring one day. Everybody's obligated to bring it all at the same time. So it's always fascinating to go through the various halachos of Korban Pesach and see in which ways it's similar to a Korban Yachid and in which ways it's similar to a Korban Sibur. So one of the ways that it's similar to a Korban Sibur is that the Levim were doing Shira at the time of the Avodah. So Karuas HaHalel Im Gamru Shanu. If the Levim finished the Halel before the group finished shechting their karbanos, so then the Levim would start again and repeat the Halel. Vim Shanu Shilshu. And if they finished repeating the Halel and still the group hadn't finished the shechting of the karbanos, so then they would go for a third round. Afal Pishal Shilshu Mimeim. Even though that's the halacha, it never actually came to that. They never actually had to say it the third time, because there were so many Kohanim doing the Avoda with such alacrity and such precision that there was never a need to get it to a third round of Halel, because the Kohanim did things so effectively and efficiently that it always got done in time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miyameim Shal Kashlishis Lo Higia La Hafti Ki Yishma Hashem. That in the third group was the smallest of all the groups, because most people pushed their way into the first or the second group, so that since it was such a small group, that they never even got on the first round of Halel to a Hafti Ki Yishma Hashem, which is the fifth paragraph of Halel, so they never even got there on the first time around. Because the third group had only a few people, and so they were able to finish up shechting all those karbanos very quickly. And again, the idea is, because Rizim Makdim L'Mitzvos, most people wanted to be in the first or the second group, so most people pushed their way in. It was only the stragglers that ended up in the third group. So now we move on to Mishnah Ches. The Korban Pesach was brought on Erev Pesach, even if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us how it was brought on Shabbos. K'maseu b'chol, kach maaseu b'shabbos. The same procedure that they would do for a Korban Pesach brought on a weekday is the same exact procedure that they would have for a Korban Pesach that was brought on Shabbos. So, el shakohanim madichim es ha'azara shelo kirtzon chachamim. But the Kohanim would rinse off the floor of the Azara on Shabbos after they finished bringing the Korban Pesach, and the Chum weren't happy about that. They thought that they should not clean that floor on Shabbos. The way they would normally have the floor go, clean off the floor of the Azara, Azara was that there was a stream of running water that went through the Azara, and it went through an opening in the wall on the other side. So to clean the marble floor, they would plug up the opening that would the outlet of the water, so that the water would just would back up and would flood the entire floor, and then they would open up and it would gush all out. But the water had hit the entire floor, so it was able to take whatever blood or whatever else was on the floor together with it. So they'd plug it up, to sort of create a backup, and that backup would spread the water all over the whole floor, and then they would unplug it, they would unclog it, and then the water would take out all the stuff with it. So the Rabbanan didn't like the idea of doing this on Shabbos, because the Chamor were always concerned that if you were to sweep a dirt floor on Shabbos, there will be holes in the floor that you're evening out, and that's an Issur D'oraisa. But the Kohanim did this on the marble floor of the Beis HaMikdash because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. The Chachamim, though, weren't so happy about that, because yes, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, but that's only L'tzorech Avoda. That's only when it's something that's for the sake of the Avoda. This is in the cleanup process after the Avoda. That's not really a Tzorech Avoda. And then the Mishnah tells us a machlokas about something else in the Avoda of the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that after the Kohanim did the Zrikas Hadam of all the Korbanos Pesach, Kos Hayu Memali Midamat Haroves, they would fill up a cup of blood from all the mixtures of the blood of all the different animals that were brought, meaning there was blood all over the floor was a mixture of blood from all the different Korbanos, and they would fill up one cup of blood and Zarko Zrika Achas Al Gabe Mizbech, and they would do a Zrika on the Mizbech with that, because maybe when they were rushing to bring all of these Korbanos, the blood of one of the Korbanos spilled and they never had a chance to be zorikin on the Mizbech. So now that they have all the blood mixed together on the floor, they would just take a cup of it, and that way, in that cup, they'll assume they'll get some of the blood of the carbon that may have spilled out, that never made its way to the Mizbech. But v'lo hodu lo chacham. The Chacham didn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, because they thought that that you're not allowed to be zorik dam that already spilled on the floor, because the blood that you throw on the Mizbech has to be the Dam HaNefesh, which is as soon as you make the incision, there's like a squirt of blood out of the animal's neck, and that's the blood, the lifeblood of the animal that has to be Nizrak on the Mizbeach. So the majority of the blood that was on the floor was not what we call Dam HaNefesh, it was Dam HaTamtzis. It was just whatever blood came in afterwards, so they couldn't be Zorik that on the Mizbeach, and therefore the Dam HaTamtzis becomes Batel Barov, and what you're throwing is really the wrong kind of blood. But Rabbi Yehuda is a famous shita. Rabbi Yehuda has in Yaradeya holds min bimino eno batel, that when you have two like kinds that mix together, they never become batel. So you could have even a 1,000-to-1 ratio, a 10,000-to-1 ratio, but that one little amount of dam hanefesh is never going to become batel when it gets mixed with something that's a like kind. Meaning lamashal, if you were to drop a drop of milk into chicken soup, it becomes batel b'shishim. But if you drop a drop of treifa chicken soup into kosher chicken soup, the whole thing becomes treif, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because min bimino eino batel. Two like kinds do not become batel. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that as soon as the first cast of the first group of people left, the second group came in. As soon as the second group left, the third group came in, and they all had the same process. But the Levim would sing Hallel the whole time, and if they finished the Hallel too early, they would go for a second round and then a third round. But in the when the third group of people were shechting the Korban Pesach, it was such a tiny group of people that the Levim never even made it to the first round of a Hafti Ki Yishma Hashem. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said that the same way you would bring a Korban Pesach on weekdays, so too, if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, you would do all the same things, except the Chacham were not pleased that the Kohanim decided to rinse off the floor of the Azara when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. And then we had a further machlokas at the very end of the service of all the Avodah, after they were Zorik, all the Dam, where should the Kohanim take one cup, fill up from the blood on the floor, and throw it in the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda thought that's a fantastic idea, just in case any of the Karbonos didn't have the blood spilled out and never made it to the Mizbeach. This way you cover yourself. Whereas the Chacham thought that that's not such a great idea, because most of that dam is dam atamtzis, which is in kasher for Zrika, and all the blood that is kasher for Zrika is batel. Tomorrow we will conclude the fifth parak with Mishnayos, Tess, and Yud.